Blog Talk Radio.
I got that up, but I can be fireball diddly bum. Here I come to be the piper. I'm hyper than Pinocchio's nose, cause I'm a supercalifragilistic tic tac pro. I gave a oopsie daisy, now you got the crazy. Crazy with the books, googly goo, where's the gravy? So one, two, buckle my, sue, yabba doo, hibbity hoo, cracker boost, a trick or treat. From my feet, tip, I dribbity drop the hit. The books get on your walk, and fuck, I don't stop. It's just rats and double tracks, the swiggity smack, some whiz, kid. The boogity woogity Brooklyn boys about to get a hit. Think my waist bones connected to my hip bone, my hip bones connected to my thigh bone, my thigh bones connected to my knee bones connected to my party, ha ha ha. Zibbity jabber, Georgia jabber, that's a funny bone. Skip the old routine, I'd rather have my honeycomb, or preferably the test of me, like spiggity smoke the blood. So, dun 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 dun.
They wanna peck.
Some lava, they wanna peck. Some lava, they wanna peck. Some lava, they wanna peck. Some lava, they wanna peck. Well, I'll be gone. Timber, timber, Joe, head for the hills. I'll pick the weeping willow and a daffodil, so back up, rock on while pulverize my stuff. Cut this little piggy gets busy and stuff. But read my dirty heavens to mercy, honky tonk, I get swift. I caught a snuffle up against the smoke, the boogaloo slip. I got the nook, the cranny, the nitty gritty, 40 dose, the roll aboard, cast away. Hey, where's my boogaloo? Ooh, I'm steaming, agony. Why is everybody always picking on me?
They call me Puss Insane, and up my game. You ask me again, and I just tell you the same. Since I'm the bulk of vegetarian, huh? Stick them up free, so no pork sausages, mom. Please, they blitz to the breeze, Whitley, these suits is crazy, crazy, shot the sheriff, yep, and I shot the gift for that. Pretty sneaky, this, oh yeah, I got my socks off, my rocks off, my left is over, go-go, holly, hobby, try to zombie, try to rob me, silly, son, stickin' it, dun-dun-dun-dun.
Thank you.
the shoe?
It's gotta be the shoe, cause girlies, they got. They stand around the dock, so I say boom, shock the lock, grab the microphone, the rock. So take it to two, when off the mic, I'll say anything that sounds good. Like jump, and I jump, and sound over some, they got a hat, and I'm off and up the stairs.
Now, that just makes no sense.
Come on, who cares? See, everyone's off the get-go show, so don't be trying to knock me. I say what I want to say, I don't just sound funky. So this is one of the bombies, so they try to take stands. But they don't understand, I'm the motherfucking man. I demand and I'm sound.
Without my mommy, dear, my life would have been a joke. Either locked up, laying dead, or still slanging dope. But nope, the Lord, he had a plan for me. And with his help, my mother made a man of me. Didn't blindfold me to the world we was living in. Taught me how to save my little dividends. So when I graduated, I'd have a little school money. But in the sixth grade, I wanted to be the school dummy. And flunked out of school with the flagpole. And left my mother dear at home with a sad soul. Because my mother worked the fingers to the bone. Cause we was alone. And me, I brought an F home. My real pops, he broke out with the style. So I respect my stepdad for raising another nigga's child. So now we living comfortable. Taught me the game and how to be responsible. But back then I couldn't see it. I wanted to be a grown man at 14, so the kids leaving and ended up in a big fight and told me not to come home until I got my shit right. So now I'm living at my grandma's home. My grandma's strong, she's got 9 kids of her own, and keeping me ain't no big deal. But now that I'm much older, I see just how the shit feels. Being kind-hearted, not wanting to tell me no, even though my grandfather just had a stroke. And now the money's low. And pretty soon, a brother's have to go, or either try to find a job so I can help out. I'm in the ghetto, I got to get myself out. And when I get out, I gotta try to pave the way so my family can have a better place to stay. I'm losing all hope, a brother's falling short. I can't cope, so now I'm slanging dope. And now my granny knows I'm doing wrong. She just praying for me heavily, take care of a grandson. And the Lord must have heard up prayer, cause he made me get a grip and got me on up out of there. I heard my mother say them streets is gonna kill you. You couldn't have told me nothing back then, but now I feel you. Now I'm 22 and finally got a grip on life. It's 1993, I put away my pocket knife and got.
I guess the system don't want me to make no cash at all. And just cause I'm posted on the turf and not playing basketball, they want to pass these laws. That if I'm striking with no license, then my shit gets told. And if I just be feeling this nigga locked up to him 106 years old. But rhyme and crime is my religion. I had to make a decision. Do I want to be broke? Or it's falling the way I love to be living now. But some judge to be giving out 25 with an L. Fucking off a nigga clientele. But hell, we all united on this track, ready to do y'all. Punk ass police and task trying to throw them screwball. No, we can't trust no PD cause we see they ass don't be right. Have you locked up under the jail for possession of sale? In a weed pipe, please right. They trying to chaos like a day. Oh, no more lock us up with them homos. Ask my partner slow more about some scamless popo. But I got my popo in the empire to strike back. More ice cream than drive with a long line of vibes. I'm trying to be right and get out the street life, but I keep on robbing, mobbing, and dodging these motherfucking three strikes.
Fuck three strikes. I live my life doing dirty work. I'm the turf prepared. If you're scared, go to church. No smirks, smiles. Been foul since a juvenile. Uzi's been foul. Fully automatic now. Pow, pow, pow. On these pigs trying to stop me. I'll be lining up more devils to die than the Nazis. If you try and pop me, it's gonna be a standoff. Command from seas. The boss demanding America's law. Yeah. A Holocaust nigga from every ghetto. Rebels kicking up dust. The dust will never settle. Four metal jackets in the AR-15. I had three strikes, motherfucker, when I was 17. So my dreams to stop selling cream is evicted. Triple beam is my scheme to my meal ticket. Wicked ass to come. The 50 rounds drum carry. Three strikes, you out. Fuck that. I'd rather be bitter.
Blow a medical words. Brain gone off herbs. Batting 1,000. Cause 5-0 be throwing curves. I'm in the stolen IRAC strap with a pump. Hit the gas. Be out on the ass because I'm never in a slump. Woody Woods a fight ya. Let the dogs bite ya. Pull out they strap. One move and good night ya. Get off flight ya. We're trying to check sneak a high speed in progress. Cause as soon as I hit a sign, I'm hitting the GAS. Now I done heard. Shit can start to burn. Who's gonna mark my words? Can kiss with the ghetto bird. Cause I'll be outie on the test to the next day. Dodging incoming cars going any other way. They leave routine stacking grits and everything's right. And I keep a pair of knives running from three strikes.
Three strikes and you out. Swing, batter, 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 swing, batter, batter, swing. Three strikes and you out. Swing, batter, 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 swing, batter, batter, swing.
The reason I be out here chopping rocks, but Glock and Glock ain't got to stop. Cause my mind frame is Jeffrey Dahmer. I'll definitely bomb her. Nigga that wanna test the drama and bless my mama. Cause we be busting, no repercussions. We seeing nothing, we be cussing. Plus rough wind, so fuck 25 to hell. We thriving hell. It's free enterprise. They see within my eyes. There's no surprises. You'll die with my bad lies in your forehead. Get out before it's more dead. Booyakai, how I'm doing ya when I'm screwing ya. Damn. All I can say is, what it be like? Cause we perceive night as our time to catch them three strikes.
I see the racist devils want to gather. But he missed. And now I'm about to play some tricks. I plead the fifth. Pass me the Louisville slugger that east. And it's my turn up the bat. Then the judge be throwing beef with heat to knock me off my feet so I don't sleep. Test me on the creek. Always trying to catch me with some deep on my teeth. But who they fooling? I rose off my pager. Knox be calling me 24/7. Fool, I'm making mega paper. Cause the pecker woods ain't playing about the 25 with the Israel. But before they take me down, I see they ass in here before I ride in one of the penitentiary facilities. Three strikes, you out.
How many times you gonna swing, mate, before you realize you need to stop playing European gladiator games of chance with your life. See the judge, he's a trickster. Him and a back catcher be throwing mates on excited each other, trying to strike out his brothers on the thriller level. Street slang replace political terms. Three strikes out gonna be the reason why America burned. Down to the ground, every town shall be seized by killers. Righteous black gorilla, not giving a fuck about.
Three strikes in you out. Swing, batter, 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 swing, batter, batter, swing. Three strikes in you out. Swing, batter, 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 swing, batter, batter, swing. All the answers came to see the game. The RBG from Seven Dudes against the boys in blue.
If it's a friendly game of baseball, I'ma be frank and knock it up out of the ballpark. I'm so hard, so far, I done put more cars than Hallmark. Let's all start to take shit, break shit, and make a statement. Popping our head with this fake shit when the hatred is sacred. What the fuck is he telling me? 25 to life if you get three felonies. When every nigga be telling me, that's funnier than Bill Bellamy. You devils better be telling me, telling him what it be like. When every nigga wrapped up in the street life, on the street mic, got three strikes. Coming like I'm like Nazareth, breaking down my hypothesis. I form like locals on jokers who couldn't focus with binoculars. Damn, man, you own one on the bandstand with a crow when I'm a.
Neanderthal. Troglodytes.
Somebody's calling my name.
Yeah. Come on, come on, come on.
To the east, my brother, to the east.
To the east, my brother, to the east. Come on.
To the east, my
brother to the east.
To the east, my brother to the east, yeah.
Yes, I'm that kind of nigga. The one you fear, be scared, you can't figure. The one that has the finger on the trigger, boom. In the cut, zoom. In the darkness, the halo, the moon. Step into your real soon. Ah, check the blackness. Me before those acted the lightness. Masturbating, masquerading, and you'll call yourself righteous. Follow me, a peripheral missionary and arch witness, having intercourse with a nation of darkness. Books with worms, Jerry's with last names like Perms. Niggas, get your hands off your crap, come to terms with yourself. If you don't get any bigger, pink caddy driving black boots stomping, yes, I'm that kind of nigga. Brother J, what you say? Brother J, what you say? Brother J, what you say? Brother J, what you say?
Yeah, I'm just a pro-black nigga, and I'm doing this. And you do watch me clock me to see if I continue this. In the ways of the caddy, I survive like a pimp. No jerry curls, wave perms, or crimps. The ever nappy fool set in the mood. I'll raise my fuel for my firm attitude. Walking through the streets with my war cry spear. Certain folks know what means doom when they hear. My firm black boots and no spurs attached. But let me give a second, cause I might detach ya. My black boots, if you confused, I lose my peoples in the words you choose. No matter what's wrong, my man, what you think. Except my back, so how the hell you just tank? The front page, cause outrage. There's no gauge, cause it's time for the Mac. Tune in your radio, video, stereo, and all that. To the vibes of the pro-black. It's like that as I wind up my wrist. Check out the smack of the scientific fist. Born on level to the east I flow. Cause in freedom or death, there's no choice, you know. Still on the topic of the PRO. On the path of verbs, fix it, brother PXO.
Over and under as I progress to this. Got no time to be hanging out with humanists. Raise the flag, five the tag, the hand clutch the fist. Serving nationally comes the diss. Humanity keep us witness, we bread eaters. Milwaukee the brutality, how can you dismiss? So, off to the road we go, you know. Follow the pro-nigga flow. Off to the road, you know we go. Follow the pro-nigga flow. For you and yours, legislation. Past purpose agitation. By way of the old order emancipation. Zoom, 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 revelation. Come as pro-black dedication. The solution, revolution, evolution. The conclusion, the trigger. Please elect, but take a swigger. And if you don't get any bigger, yes, I'm that kind
yeah.
of
yeah, revolution, evolution, a solution. No amendments and burn the Constitution. You check the authors, a bunch of old wiggers who strategize the extension of the pro-black niggas. Know why? Cause I'm that nigga that they can't stand. They teach an African how to say black man. I remember green suits on a black mayor. I remember 9mm child slayers. I remember all the times that you call me an animal. But in Milwaukee, there's a cannibal. Check it. Some of the things that you just don't figure. Cause it gets a lot blacker and a whole lot bigger. No matter night, sick, or bring your brick trigger. Our nation is protected by some pro-black niggas.
Making note of some minors. I'm not talking baseball, because if I was, Brother J, we'd be playing professional. There are 9 innings to a baseball game. By the way, is it humanity or is it vanity? Vainglorious. This is protected
by the red, the black, and the green. With the key on the road again. Today.
They got some new kind of white women now. You know, I'm in my 40s. You know, I remember when all white women had straight backs. You know what I mean? No ass, just a long back. You know, you can lay them down to the good crease in your pants. You know. Now they got some ass on them. I don't know what you white women are eating, but keep it up. They be walking down the street, gaga-on, gaga-on. You got competition, LaQuisha. Because, you know, every city I go to on tour, there's always the brother with the white woman. Now, brothers, let me ask y'all something, because I see a couple of y'all here with your white woman. Why, when y'all get a white woman, y'all get the ugliest white bitch in town? And be walking proud with them. Yes, it's mine. Holding hands and shit. You know what I mean? Brothers don't even hold hands with their own sister. You know what I mean? You watch a brother walking down the street, sister be behind him. I'm with you. Come on, keep up. They get a white woman act like he hit the jackpot. Yes, I got her. But when you see a white man with a sister, oh, they get the baddest sister they got in town. Oh, white boys don't fuck around. They get a sister, they get a sister. And they be walking, holding hands. Gotcha, I'm right, I got her. I'm gonna teach her how to river dance. Nothing against you white people, y'all just different. Yeah, the motherfuckers say they don't like black people, right? And the ones that I'm talking about you. Not all white people, there's some cool motherfuckers. You're here. Obviously, motherfucker, you're here. But you know the ones I'm talking about, them motherfucking racist sons of bitches. You understand me? I don't like black people. Well, why you lay out in the sun and try to become black? You don't see black people laying out in the moonlight trying to lighten up. Like, brother, what you doing? Nigga, I'm trying to get that Prince tone. Morris Day up in this bitch. Be happy to be white, white folks. Y'all ain't even white, really. Y'all colored. Y'all should all join the NAACP. You understand me? Because y'all colored people. Only white people can turn red when they mad. Look at them. They blush. They're a little pink. When you hit them, they blue and purple. Y'all colored people like us, but y'all a whole box of goddamn crayons. I might be blushing right now. You can't tell. They trying to tell our Mexican brothers and sisters that they need to stay away from the border. I don't understand that when California is Mexico. Listen to the name of it, California, San Diego, San Francisco, San Jose. If it starts with San, it's Mexican. I always talking about my country. White people, this ain't y'all country. Y'all annexed it. You stole it from the Indians. I know you said you discovered it. You know how to use them slick-ass words. We discovered it. How you discover some shit a motherfucker already live at? Using that analogy, when I get off stage, I'm gonna discover somebody's car. Police like, did you steal it? No, I discovered it. I gave the indigenous driver a reservation in the trunk. My man, LeBron James, you know, the brother went to Miami, you know, which he has all right to do. You know, it's called free agency. The first word is free. Them white people in Cleveland got all mad, burning the nigga jersey, doing little statues of him, setting on fire. Like, he play basketball. This ain't a politician that could change your life. He dribble. He dunk. Yay! You know what I mean? I just want an hour of my life back. It shouldn't have took him an hour. You know, he just sat there. I'm going to South Beach. Nigga! If I wasn't a Christian... And you can tell him I said it. You know what I mean? The reason I heard that he left is because one of the dudes on the team was sleeping with his mama. Y'all heard that shit too? I found out when I did the show in Cleveland. The audience told me. I said, is it true? They're like, yeah, yeah. We all knew. We all knew. I'm like, are y'all wondering why he gave y'all the finger and left? He from his, y'all his hometown. Y'all love the nigga. Somebody should have came up to the brother. Hey, you know when you delivering that bad, bad news, you gotta. Hey, you know my man and your mama.
I just thought I'd let you know.
And what's the nigga name that did it? Dante West. That's some fucked up shit. Because that nigga, when he play against LeBron, he can get in that nigga's head. He being that nigga, hey, LeBron. You know me and your mom. You know what I mean? That's like me and Chris Rock doing a movie together, and he's sleeping with my mama. I'm going to have to rock Chris Rock. You don't fuck moms. Mom's off limits. You can fuck my sister. You know what I mean? She grown. She wanna give you some pussy. Hey. But you don't put your dick in where I came out. Hey. My man Michael Vick doing his thing, ain't he? You know what I'm saying? I mean, you can't keep a brother down. They put that boy in the game, the rest is history. You know what I'm saying? I mean, and I don't know why they did that brother the way they did him about some damn dogs. He had some pet bulls. Now, here's the shit that fucked with me. There's a dog fight going on. He 3 states away. He ain't even at the house and they lock him up. And his cousins ain't shit. At his house for free. You there when the dog fight go down, the bus come. One of them supposed to take the rap. Is this Michael Vick? No, this me. They just slapped him on the wrist, $150,000 fine, nigga, nothing. They want to make an example out of Vick. They want every black man to have an actress. Kobe Bryant, rake white bitch. Michael Jordan, gambles. Michael Vick, dog fight. Eddie Griffin, said nigga. Tricky white people. Y'all love dogs more than y'all love human beings. I watch y'all. You see white people, they see a stray dog. You see them, they be like, where's your home? What's your name? Let me read your tag. You have a number. We're going to call your master. We're going to find your home. A homeless dude walk up. Can I get some change? Get away from me, you bum. I'm going to lock this brother up about a dog. It's called a pet bull. They bred to fight. The dog wants to fight. The dog sitting in the backyard. I want to fuck something up. You know what I'm saying? I ain't no poodle. What the fuck you got me back here for? You know what I'm saying? They ain't trying to stop a rodeo. Why you go to rodeo, you got motherfucking shots on the goddamn bull's nuts to make it hop around. Oh, that's humane. Shut them rodeos down. I'll stop fighting my motherfucking dogs. I'm from the Midwest. We fight dogs. Still having cock fights, ain't you? If I wasn't a Christian... Yeah, drink
contracts work, how this works. Any living organism sheds genetic material all the time. In fact, one of the defense mechanisms that creatures have is they can release these, when they're releasing genetic material, they can release that genetic material defensively programmed, and that genetic material then becomes viral. So if you look at like the flus, et cetera, they tell you what domesticated animals they come from all the time. The most popular are pig, horse, dog, bird. So these are the avian flu. That's bird flu. Swine flu, that's pigs. Like, all of these are domesticated animals. We get some from dogs, etc., etc. In fact, lupus is running through right now, totally decimating folks. And like, oh, Minister Inky, if you go back to the ancestors, they had, you know, relationships with the animals, etc., etc. And then you have people that try to overlay that ancient relationship with animals into today's version of what pets are. And that's not exactly accurate, because pets today are just slaves. So the slavery is still going on strong. You know, we owe to the Constitution, slavery has been abolished except for the convicted felon in terms of the quote-unquote human population. Same document, though, stipulates that some people are three-fifths, so it gets crazy. Look at the behavior with the animals. We chain them. We beat them. You know, look at the horses. We put the horses to carry carriages to bring us around. Like, it's a very arrogant position we've taken, and we trap them, capture them, cage them. They're slaves. They're in bondage. So they're not particularly feeling us either. But it's definitely, you know, it's something that we have to look at. You know what I'm saying? So when you see dust particles, let me get back to the focus, the horizontal gene transfer. When you see these dust particles, anybody that lives in close proximity is going to share this genetic material. As that happens, you're going to start to pick up traits of those who you're sharing genetic material with. How this happens is, in your DNA, you have foreign elements or alien, quote-unquote alien DNA. Most times, this is just viral DNA that your body has just, you know, you've just eaten it, drank it, breathed it in, inhaled it. We inhale a lot of genetic material. That's one of the reasons why it's particularly dangerous to breathe with our mouths open instead of our nose. Because when you breathe with your mouth, you're consuming the genetic material of all the animals, insects, creatures, et cetera, around you. So, you know, like, I don't need, like, this is what I do for a living. So I noticed on the video, you know, this was one of these super A-game. Like you can tell they was damn near.
African-centered charter schools I had to voluntarily stop working for because they wanted me to put black kids in special ed who ain't have nothing wrong with them. I didn't say white charter. I said black Kunta Kinte drum-beating-ass charter school. So don't think you're going to put on a cultural costume and come to me and make me think you care about our kids, because I've come across too many of those hustlers in my day. And I want y'all parents to understand that. I don't know if I got African-centered schools here or not in Milwaukee, but don't you trust nobody, black or white, Kwanzaa lip or not, because some of them are worse than the whites when it comes to special educating your children. One of the things I want you to sign up for today before you leave, we're going to start the Milwaukee Independent Black Parent Association. One of my New Year's resolutions of 2014 is to organize the National Independent Black Parent Association. So every city I've gone to, every city, since January 1st. Yes, ma'am. She's going to pass it around. We got two of them. One of them going to stay at the merchandise table. The other one is going to travel. Make sure you sign one or the other. Now, let me explain to you what this is. The Milwaukee Independent Black Parent Association, and you do not have to be a parent to be on it. nor do you have to be a Pan-Africanist. Many of you will never be unapologetically African. It's not in your DNA. So you ain't got to be red, black, and green. I just ask you to care about our children. Seven committees. When the sign-up sheet goes around, I want you to sign up for one of the seven. And I'm going to explain them to you at this time. Now, I said one, not two. Some of you are going to say, well, Dr. Umar, there's a couple of those committees I want to be a part of. I don't want you signing up for more than one. Why? Because black people love to sign up for stuff. Am I wrong? Sign up, she can sign in every box. And when it's time for the meeting, you can't be found. So I want you to sign up for just one committee. On the sign-up sheet, your name, your address, excuse me, not your address, your name, your phone number, your email, the section of Milwaukee that you live in. Where's it says city? I already know it's Milwaukee. You don't need to write that. Give me the section of Milwaukee. There's only one section. Y'all don't have like west side, south side, certain? Okay, just one. So skip that topic. And then in the committee column, you put the committee in there. Let's go through them. Because I need you to know what you said.
Mathematical science. Welcome to the Evolutionary Radio broadcast, aka the Gods of Math and Science. Broadcasting live, of course, from the center of the wilderness of North America. Interesting clips that we heard prior. That I'll be elaborating on, and et cetera, et cetera. So let me allow my higher self, since that is the part that is needed and most wanted today, in all positive and knowledgeable and absolute perspectives. So without further notice, I'd like to bring about the supreme energy and frequency within me. The all-seeing light, the mightiest gods, the eternal and supreme father, supreme mathematician, the 24th scientist, master of any masters, a.k.a. the supreme creator, a.k.a. the most righteous one, a.k.a. the son of truth, and in his most mightiest and supreme names, as the God of all gods, the Almighty El Sundara, in the divinest and supreme of all greetings of all of creation, of mathematical science and also timeless motion. All right. With that shared, opening up, I'd like to first say that I heard quite a bit of truth when listening to everything. And that's going to be the moral of the class. It's how to gather and collect truth in any and everywhere, which will ensure the outcome of you coming out on top every single time. Because it's there. You know, I spoke earlier, or my other self spoke earlier, on the massacre today of some Negroes. And the absolute is, you reap what you sow. We had a messenger here that labored over 40 years that taught an absolute teaching. And he told you to reject the message or to reject him is your doom. And I meant just that, and he is my messenger meant just that. And the absolute teaching and what he taught, that is still absolute today. He said, the black man, not woman, the black man is God, and the white man, not the white woman, is the devil. That is still absolute today. Now, if you change that, if you try to transgress with the messenger, the last and greatest messenger of God came and brought you, then you made an ass of yourself, not of me or him. So when it's come time for your head to be slayed, your blood is on your own hands, as he told you, and I'm telling you today. We will not tolerate people transgressing the absolute truth. We don't have to personally do anything to you. As he said, you doomed yourself. You will self-destruct your own self because your mind is already at a self-destruct. So once when your mind goes against the brains of nature, the brains of itself, you're already destroyed. So we cannot destroy that which is already destroyed. You'll be just what your master has taught, fuel for the fire. That means when the fire comes from the 12th layer of this atmosphere, or the destruction, which is already kindled. Most people are on fire within their own self. Your own ignorance and stupidity got you on fire. You can't find comfort anywhere. And for those who went against myself and the messenger of absolute truth, pretty soon or this day and time, you're to get more miserable. As the book reads, your misery is to intensify so badly to where you wish you were dead. This is the time you're in. The mercy is all begun. Matter of fact, the mercy was the truth. So myself is the last supreme being that you're going to have. Because nobody's coming to Raw. So you don't have no excuse now. I didn't understand. Nobody shook me up enough. You've been giving it to you in the most rawest, purest form. I can't get any raw than this. And I'm not trying to. That's just who I am. I'm just very raw, straight to the point, straight up being. Don't have to hide. Especially the truth. If I don't reveal something, it's just none of your damn business, or et cetera, et cetera. You know, if I went to the restroom It's none of your damn business what I did. Now, if I tell you, that's all, you know, whatever. Although, if I took a shower, urinated, took a dump, or whatever, washed my face or whatever, whatever I did, that's the private chamber there. Or what somebody's doing in their bedroom. If that's if you're invited to that conversation, that's a person inviting you to their private domains. That requires trust. So today you've been given the truth in the most rawest, purest form. I can't tell you. I'm not hiding anything. I told you Martin Luther King is white supremacy. I told you all these other house Negro things is white supremacy. How can you grieve over a bunch of niggas that stand for white supremacy? The church neutralizes the community and teaches niggas to turn thy cheek, to beg everything that the great teacher stood for, they're against. Doing for self, standing up and being men, separating from their master who don't love them. So if they get what they get, as I said earlier, the blood is on their own hands. You make a big-ass fool out of yourself crying over a bunch of sorry-ass niggas. You make a fool of yourself. Them get what they're supposed to get. They don't want to accept the people as being the devil, so the devil has to show them he's the devil. Most innocent form. You know, the white boy looked like he couldn't kill a fly. That's how a lot of killers look. He'll creep up in there. You think it's just a little silly, little goofy, little white boy, white kid. And he'll kill your ass. People underestimated me for years. Think, you know, a little pretty boy. You know, light brown pretty boy, light skinned pretty boy, whatever the hell they call me. Run over him. You know. Yeah, I'm dark. Let's see the dark skinned nigga. I'm dark skinned. So I can go and dominate it. Then you run into a Mack truck you ain't never seen before. Then you're really on the run. Or nature teach you, nature teaches to never underestimate anything, to take everything into consideration. Because there's a purpose for everything. There is a purpose for everything. There's a place for everything. If there was no place for everything, then everything or these things wouldn't exist. Although because they exist, there is a purpose or a place for them. Just by that fact alone. So today, there's absolutely no excuse for you not to come out on top. The formula is here. The truth is here. It's not going nowhere. It's always been here. You don't need for it to come to you. Are you looking for it or mixing it and twisting it and playing with it? It's already here. Even Clarence. 13X, he went playing with the teachings. And some brothers, one of them I know, cut his fucking head off. Literally. You know, the death angels came for his ass. So, the absolute is this. If you're in the right, you don't have to worry about all this stuff. You don't have to worry about, you know, you being afraid of the devil with the harp and, you know, all his other weapons he has, you know, his microwave weapons and his guns and blah, 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 blah. You're to be gods today. We told you, original man. You're supposed to be God. He come to me, you come to me. Anything you try, your damn immune system is shut down because you're going against the force of force. the most favored of this universe. The only ones are one that knows how to put this place together. Now, if you think creation rather have a being as me compared to you who don't know a damn thing, you better check again. I don't give a damn what bullet he shoots off, what gun he used, what weapons. He's using our and my creation. So who has more authority? If he can't get his weapons off, which he's already tried before. You all talk the talk, although we walk the walk. We found snipers who attempted to assassinate the great teacher, found there because they choked off their own damn saliva. The rifle right next to them. Now, you explain you having that kind of power. This is some kind of ghost story. You don't know a damn thing. You're still on a little baby level. You're not ready to be God yet. When you know that you know that you know, as myself, the great teacher, and others, and you know what's yours, which is everything. We don't want a trailer park. You know, though, that's good for some people to have an imagination of coming out the box. Although we want this whole fucking planet and universe. I don't give a shit about a backyard. I don't give a shit about a house or a couple of houses. I don't give a shit about a city. I'm here to proclaim what is mine, which is already mine. This planet and universe, and those who are not in accord, as you see, even the sun burning people up. Like in India, where thousands of people dehydrated and burnt up from the sun. You see weapons that will destroy thousands, then millions. Not no little ass gun is going to pop 8 or 9 people. I'm talking about mass destruction on the mass scale. You're going to make a dent in what needs to be done or the cleansing of this planet. You're going to need the absolute weapon, which is nature. Not no limited ass gun and you run out of bullets and you got to aim and fire. I'm talking about things you don't even have to be in the area. You know, them tornadoes hit these areas. Mostly white trash trailer park areas. Although a lot of the conjuring of that wind is from the ancestors, or those who have not ascended here at this time, although they still are ascending or in part in the reality in which they are, in the spirit world. Motion never stops. It don't matter if you're in a body or not. Time and motion never stops, and energy never stops. You go to sleep at night, you can't recall what you're dreaming about because your body's at rest. Although by the fact that the mind is still moving and you're having dreams, the energy is always going. It never stops. So when it's time for you to come back, your entity, if you have one, enters back in, and you're back fully and consciously aware of what you knew prior. Because you still, on this planet level, you still have to search for information on finding your true inner self, or who and what you are and your purpose here. Unless you meet the Supreme Creator, or myself, the highest self, and I reveal it to you, and then you, then in turn, will reconnect yourself. That saves time, believe it or not. You don't have to wonder. You found, and you found the one that knows you. then I'll read your energy for you, and you'll read it too, because you'll bear witness to it. And if your mind is not up to par to be receptive of that, then your energy will leave you. You know, a lot of old people that die, a lot of them just tired of living. Their body or the entity is tired of being trapped in that body. It wants to go free. They don't have to have a heart attack or anything. They just get tired. You know, say, for example, a lot of them that died shortly after their husband or wife died, or they've been doing something for a long time. You know, they've been getting up every day or exercising or whatever, or going to the casino or whatever, whatever interest that kept them around. When they lose that, shortly after that, a lot of them die, or after retirement. You know, there was one guy, he knew he didn't have no other reason to live. He kept working that job till he was 80-some years, and they finally retired him, I think. But he wanted to keep working because he knew that was his purpose for even being here. So when that was taken away from him, him just sitting at home or not doing what he saw his purpose on being here was, or what he wanted to do as far as his energy, then he just died. You don't even need to read. You shut yourself down. So if you're not going to be who and what you are, your own self will leave you. You don't have to worry about leaving it. It won't want to be no part of you. And I'm telling you from knowledge. I'm giving you a mathematical perspective, one of many. So you must be today. Today is the time of do or die, die or do, as I shared earlier. You must do today as far as thinking for yourself, being yourself, and being in accord to what is and what will work. If you don't know how to get in accord with what works, then you need to sit in classes that's teaching that, like here. Ask questions, because a closed mouth don't get fed. If one who controls the conversation is the one who asks questions, that means when you ask questions, you get fed what you want to know, not what the person's telling you. In other words, you know, if you want to learn about childbearing, how to raise a child, and the instructor is teaching about the science of the body, or the instructor is teaching about, you know, how to grow and whatnot in your own thinking or your knowledge, how to grow correctly, in other words, or math and science on that, or whatever, and you want to know something specifically, almost opposite. If you don't ask questions so that you can receive that information, then you will never know what you want to know. Because you're waiting. The instructor may not talk about that at all, if not, you know, a long, long time from now, of what you want to specifically know. Time, if you would have the audacity, the courage to ask the question. You know, that's like, you know, people eating at a dinner table and, you know, everybody's making a plate and you sitting on the sideline, you know, pretending like you ain't hungry, although you're hungry, and you haven't requested any food. So you had a self-serve thing, you know. Although if you aren't interested in serving yourself, then the only way you're going to get fed is if you ask somebody to go make you a plate. You never do that. So you're just sitting there starving like Marvin. All right, I don't want to teach the whole class, although I can teach the duration of this class, because if the oceans were ink and the trees were pen, my knowledge could not be exalted. Can never go beyond that. And I'm talking about wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Absolute. Allah makes sure I don't go too far, let you digest what's already shared, so it's not swandered. Because most of y'all ain't even doing a tenth of what I'm teaching. Just like the things what I was sharing, just a simple teaching that the great teacher taught. A lot of you aren't submitting to it. You know, like it and make you feel good. That's not what that's intended for. That was to save your life. I even thought about that dumbass nigga Khalid. He would still be here if he was trying to be God. But just like Malcolm there, you start grabbing arms and different, go out of the sphere of yourself, of being God, and you go on the grounds with the devil. So next thing you know, you shot up or whatever else. Because you attracted what's on your mind. When spirituality is on your mind, the only thing that can affect you is what you attract, the energy you're attracting to yourself. That's another subject. You all gotta wake up, man. Seriously. Seriously. Because what the devil's doing today, soon gonna be your night. He's gonna test you out. There may come a time where he might spit in your face, knowing that if you act crazy, he gonna get you. Or he gonna shoot you or whatnot. He gonna have you outgunned when he come to you. He gonna make sure of that. So what are you gonna do? Get shot? Or are you gonna be a wise person and brush it off until the proper time to taking him out? That's chess, not checkers. Anyways, I'm going to get back on the surrounding knowledge that is all around us. Knowledge, wisdom, and understanding that is all around you. If you could just listen to it and be able to comprehend and digest it right. If only you can do that. And the only way it could be done right is you have to come into an absolute mentality. That means a period. If there's a question mark and you still have a quest to fulfill, that's why a question mark, the period is at the bottom, although you broke the circle and it's going into a straight line. That means you're pointing toward a definite. Just in the mark, since there's a science or a sign in everything. Although you have that period, that's it. That's absolute. The search is over. You're ready to go to something else. Not enough definites today. There's too many indefinites. It's all because everyone wants fractions, although you don't want the whole pie. Like I told the Morris Science Negroes the other day, you want Morocco, although you don't want the entire planet. You want a nation or a nationality, although you don't want the planet. So you settle for this little biscuit system. So the European give you little, what you call sovereignty. I don't know how you have that. Because you're doing the same thing everybody else would do. Taking down badges, paying taxes, and everything else. But you're a sovereign people. Anyways, that's in essence what I want to share. So I'll yield again and get back on this idea of the knowledge and wisdom that is surrounding you and how to come out on top on this, where you can see beyond these so-called teachers, see what they're missing. Because they're all fractionalized. When you have a holistic and absolute mentality, you see the whole. Because you're not looking at it from a fractional standpoint like they are. You're looking at it from an absolute mind, a definite. All right, get back on this. Back on, who's this fella here? All right, Dr. Umar Johnson. I'll be returning.
Now, some of you in here don't want to do no work at all. Don't sign, just pass it. Don't waste my damn time. If you know that you are not a worker, some of you are nothing but intellectual masturbators. That's all you do, is debate theory and ideas. You're a waste of my time. Don't sign my paper. I don't care what your political ideology is. You might be a pan-Africanist like me, but if you are a thinker but you are not a worker as well, you're a waste of my time. One of the biggest contradictions in this thing called a conscious community, whatever that is that most of the conscious people think they're too damn smart to do any work. All they want to do is debate and talk and philosophize, and they never get around to action. Isn't it interesting that we are the smartest group of Africans ever? Look at the education, the degrees, the research we got. Mastery of culture and history, science and language. We smart intellectually, but dumb as hell politically. We know everything, but own nothing. We got an opinion on everything and have built absolutely nothing. Intellectual masturbation is killing us. We got a whole generation of young African Americans, who believe that before they can do any work, they got to know all there is to know. I come across them from city to city. Brother, we got to organize our people. Wait a minute! I just bought $50! And I can't help you until I win all 50. I just bought 30 of your DVDs, Doc! And I can't help you until I watch all 30. Y'all got these people in Milwaukee, too. They everywhere, ain't they? Smart as hell, but do nothing for nobody. But can find fault with everything everybody else is doing. Experts at criticism. Experts at tearing people down. And they think that because they can find fault with somebody else, that somehow validates how smart they are. So the first committee is special ed. Of the Milwaukee Independent Black Parent Association, if you sign up for the special ed committee, you're a parent who wants to help us investigate special ed fraud in Milwaukee's public schools. Your job is to find out how many kids are in special ed in each school, by grade. School number one in Milwaukee has the most black boys in special ed for intellectual disability. School number two in Milwaukee got the most black boys in special ed for learning disability. School number three in Milwaukee got the most black boys in special ed for ADHD. School number four, most black girls diagnosed with emotional and behavioral disturbance. We got to collect the data, brothers and sisters, so we can bring about the change. For some of you, special ed is near and dear to your hearts because your children were in it or are currently being miseducated under it. That's the special ed committee. If you work on the special ed committee, your job is going to help us make these schools spend the extra special ed money on the damn children they get it for. Isn't it amazing that the special ed kids get twice as much money as everybody else and yet are still subject to the worst education?
Go ahead.
Whenever I put a child in special ed, the school gets extra money. Are you aware of that?
Right.
So let's say hypothetically in Milwaukee, the average child gets $6,000 on their education. So let's say this is sixth grade in Milwaukee, hypothetically. Everybody over here is regular ed. Everybody over here is special. that ain't used to being regular with the rest of y'all until their parents sign permission for them to be miseducated. So once their parents sign permission for them to be miseducated, and then they got evaluated by a psychologist who 9 times out of 10 did not look like them, they got put in special ed. Now, everybody over here gets $6,000 a year spent on their education. But once you come over here to special ed, you're not worth $6,000 every year. You're now worth $12,000.
Wow.
So the special ed child is a 100% increase in Milwaukee Public Schools funding. So if one child is worth $6,000 for 1 year, what about 100 of them? What about 500 of them? Do we even know how many black kids are in special ed in Milwaukee? Do we even know what the special ed budget is in Milwaukee? I bet you it's $7 million. And who in here has ever requested a meeting with your director of special education to find out how is this extra money from Obama and the state benefiting our children with disabilities? Black parents, if you're going to let your child go to special ed, at least make sure you work the system for their favor. Some of you are trifling as hell. Put your kids in special ed and then forget they exist.
Get paid, get paid.
I'm telling you what I go through on a daily basis. This is Dr. Umar Johnson. I'm a school psychologist for such and such school. You sign permission for your son to be tested. My paperwork says you believe he has a reading disability. I'd like to interview you about Raheem. And you know what you tell me? What you calling me for? I gave the school all the paperwork y'all needed. But there's questions I got for you that are not on the paperwork, like whether or not Raheem was born of a full-term healthy pregnancy. That's important for me to know. Did Raheem start talking on time? Did he start crawling on time? Was he potty trained on time? I need to know, because it gives me a snapshot at his appropriate intellectual development. Does Raheem get along with other children? Does he talk? Has he ever had surgery? Does he sleep on time at night?
All right. Let's see. There's a lot of on the special ed children and whatnot. Yeah, they tried that on me. I was a young person. They put me in there. Then they they gave me a test because I wasn't fitting in there. So they gave me a test, and the test shared that I was 3 or 4 years past my age. So they took me out because they thinking I'm behind, and they come to find out I was way past my time. So they do that, of course, to the people or the young black children, which they fear, the young boys and girls, black boys and girls. And in hopes of seeing if they could, I wouldn't say slow them down, although see if they could disturb their certain gifts and abilities that they have. You know, like autism and other different so-called disabilities or whatnot. Some of those people have gifts, you know, quite a few of them. Some of them can see things that you don't see or the average person can't see. Some of them may could do things average people can't do. So when the European don't know what to do with it, then he kind of marks it as an outcast a little bit. So it's very true, and this is why you need your own schools or educational institutions where you can teach your own and educate your own rightly. That means you can be able to understand if they have certain differences or certain learning abilities. or if they appear to not, you know, be able to comprehend things, you know, the same as everybody else. Some people have what they call a visual process difference. That means they see things differently than you and I see it, or the common mind see it. It don't mean that they're crazy. It's just that they see things on another dimension. Some people, you have to explain things differently. What another or average person's understanding is, not the other common person. They might be looking at it with more emotion or more alertness, maybe too alert. You know, when they're in that delta state, that brainwave state of delta, where they're really alert. Or maybe an alpha state. Or whatever, based on what you're sharing with them. Or it could be the way you're explaining it. Could be that. There's a lot of instructions and different things that just don't make any sense. You know, the way they explain how to put something in, put a wrench or a screw in a door or something. And they may explain it like, you know, like you need a drill and who knows, you know. So that's in essence there what I'm sharing. Let's see. Let's see. Brother Manifestation and Path One, you all got anything? You there?
Math and Science, Supreme Being.
Math and Science. What's going on?
Just grateful to be here listening to the best and the ultimate unveiling of the sign of the times right here. We appreciate you, brother.
Right.
You know, I haven't been here physically, but your teachings are always with me, and they help me out a lot. You know, I appreciate it.
Still there?
Yeah, I'm here. Sorry, yeah, I was driving for a second, but I'm not in motion right now. Yeah, this the whole thing about special ed too is it's a way to break the young black brothers and sisters who have special abilities. You know what I mean? The devil looks at them like mutants and stuff just because they don't conform into what he thinks is normal behavior. But like you were saying, you know, a lot of these kids, these children, they have abilities that we don't even know, you know, because they're so, like, ahead of their time. As a matter of fact, this is one brother I saw online. He had, like, he was diagnosed with severe autism, and they took him up on a helicopter to look at the New York skyline, like, for, like, 20 minutes. And as soon as he got back to the studio, he drew a picture of what he saw, and it was, like, an exact replication of the skyline of New York. So, you know what I mean? There's a lot of abilities out there that are out there. We're gonna
so
need those abilities.
How do they interpret that?
Right. I mean, that's one of the things I've been doing is just monitoring the devil's world and the nigger world and seeing how it's crumbling, like, firsthand. And we're going to need people with these new abilities to create a new world that we've never seen before, you know?
Definitely. Let's see. Hey. Realistic Goddess, you participating tonight?
I'm just listening.
Where's the Oracle?
It's a good subject. I'm listening. I'm handling some business at the same time, so I'm listening, though. I'm
all right, well, math and science to you, sis.
Math and science to you.
Supposed to be some of the others in here. I guess they're having some other business themselves.
But the
good
Supreme,
point,
can I ask
though.
You a question about what happened? What's your take on what happened today in South Carolina? Or yesterday?
Oh, definitely. I did a partial. I was over there in the panel over there at Path One. Page over there, and I still stand the same. You know what I mean? I don't shed one tear over them niggas. You know, straight like that. You know, they got what they deserve. You know, justice means just what you deserve. So, if they want to continue to sniff behind, you know, their master. They got 400. Just think of going on 500 years of the same. You know, they say a fool is one doing the same thing over and over, looking for something different. This devil's been showing him his nature for down there 500 years. And he first, when they first got together, since he's been the ruler, they've been under his rulership. He's been raping them, beating them, hanging them. Killing them, you know. In the 60s, he was hanging niggas. They tried to march and beg him to sit on the same toilet with him and to eat after him. And, you know, he sicked a dog on him. You know, now today he put cocaine in their neighborhoods and fucked up their neighborhood, gave niggas guns so they can kill themselves. They're not doing nothing to stop that. If they wanted to hold hands with these niggas or whatnot, they'd be in there trying to stop them from killing each other. So every now and then, you know, he wanted a little taste of blood. And he wanted to kill some niggas, you know, himself by hand. You know, he ain't with the plan of just giving them weapons and letting them wipe off themselves, you know, like the Indians. You know, he gave the Indians guns and alcohol, and they went crazy. He gave niggas cracking guns. So if they fall down with it, you know, the great teacher already shared, the man is a devil by nature. They took that as an insult, or with their ass instead of their brain or their dick or their emotions, because they all ran out the white women as soon as he let them, the same women he used to hang and lynch niggas for, just so they wouldn't separate, he gave them the white woman. Keep them with him. He knew niggas wanted her. So this white boy's tired. He's probably, you know, white guy can't even find him a girl. So he's like, well, you guys are fucking all our women.
Yeah, that's what he said.
You know what I mean?
Allegedly.
In his mind, he's saying, well, damn, you guys are exterminating us by, you know, screwing our, you know, breeding our women, you know, breeding us away. You know what I mean? They used to hang. I mean, that used to be a hideous thing back then.
Right.
I mean, he might have had an old ancestor coming his white ass, you know what I mean, of his kind. You know, somebody didn't play that shit, you know what I mean? You remember Emmett Till got beat to death for whistling at a white woman back in the days. He wasn't number 14 years old. They beat
right.
that boy to death at the time. You see what I'm saying?
Absolutely. Do you think the devil had the powers that be that try to control this world had some set him up too? You know what I mean with the MK Ultra type shit? To start like a race war or something?
Yeah, no,
you know
but
I mean?
he was geared, you know, racially. You know, he may have got his hands on. And this would happen with this generation. That's what they call the future generation X for quite some time, even when we're growing up. You know, because this is an unknown generation. They don't know what, you know, I mean, because a lot of things have been, history has been hidden from them. So they don't know what these guys are going to do these days. You know? They don't. They don't know. They can't even predict their own. Because everything has played its max. Everything has went to the limits, to the boundary. You know, they going back to, you know, taking songs or music. You're getting, hearing all these so-called musicians getting sued all over the place because they can't even think of anything original as far as even songwriting. They claim they're writing songs, you know, for real or whoever. And then you find out, you know, they taken from Marvin Gaye or other singers and people. So they've ran out. You see? Everything. He doesn't know where to go. He can't think of any other method or whatnot of niggas killing themselves other than their own self-hatred. So that's at his max. All his other tricks around the world on deceiving people and stealing their resources or land, you know what I mean? People awakened to that. So he's played out the max just about on everything. Can't poison the food any worse unless it's just not edible. The water can't get any dirtier unless they is just where, like in them third world countries, they can't even drink it. You know, they got a lake or something. They can't even, you know, it'll make them ill. They have realistically no water supply.
Pretty soon there won't be nothing for the devil to destroy.
Well, it's rapidly getting there. It's definitely not nothing original. He's messed with everything. The fish, the water, the oceans, through dumping waste and different things down. He's affected them. He's affected every nationality on this planet. From the Asians to the Indians to Mexicans, everybody. You know, he can't tell any original lies. You know, his main lie is the religion and, you know, his political world and people waking up to that. So he can't even invent a new system of lies. So everything is playing out to the max, to its limits.
He's even messing with his own people, his own brethren. So the other white
right.
boys, you know, I mean, they're getting angry too, taking away their guns and whatnot.
Right, and little white trash like the little white boy today, you know, he thinks he has a country, but the Jew boy, you know, this is his world. You look on the money, you see the Star of David on there. You see Jewish signs. The Federal Reserve is owned by a private Jewish bank. So they even deceive, thinking that, you know, they worse than niggas because niggas know they ain't got shit. These little dumb little white trash or trailer park white boys around here, they think they got a country and what they so gung-ho with their American flag or their Confederate flag, and they're powerless. They ain't got no more power than Negroes. You know what I'm saying? Only thing the Jew boys
right.
hit upon them and send them on a war. So when they use that patriotism to put them in the front line in the Marine Corps and the Army or something to make money off his ass during a war. That's all they are, the pawns. That's what's called pride. You know, pride or whatnot is, I think, one of the seven deadly sins. That everybody has all this pride. So that's in essence their what's being shared. Anything else? Is that the only thing you wanted to comment on?
Nah. Just keep giving us that raw truth. That's it.
Absolute, God, absolute. All right, well, we can get ready to close it in earlier since what I needed to share this evening I'll leave you all with on how to make sure everything you do, the outcome is right and exact, where you're able to keep an absolute mentality and apply the mathematical science in everything you do, each and everything you do. You know, as we say, you wake up in the morning, you know, you're dealing with math and science. You're looking at what time you're waking up and where you got to go, your distance, how far you got to go. You know, is it worth you going there? You know, so that's the mathematics and the science is, you know, if it's 5 o'clock, you know what a five looks like. You know what the sign of five looks like compared to the six or the seven or the eight. You know the signs of wherever you're going. If you've never been there before, you're looking at the street signs. If you have been there before, you're looking at the sign of what's familiar to you. Maybe there's a house. Maybe there's a street. Maybe there's something that a sign that indicates to you where you are. So mathematical science is a daily and is the most practiced thing that is overlooked in each and everything. So it even has to be measured as far as what you're listening to. Does it add up? Is it in accord with your nature or nature itself? And then you know the sign there. You'll see, if it's in accord with nature, you'll know. You know, you'll feel or you'll experience the serenity and the peace of what truth brings. Although it just makes you feel good and proudful, and you still ain't got peace. You know, you go out there, you still got whatever is bothering you in your mind. But that means you didn't get absolute, you wasn't fed absolute truth. Because absolute truth will bring peace of mind to you instantly. That's what it is. So any of those are hints and clues for the wise minds that shall be sufficient. All right, well, thanks for joining Brother Manifestation and Realist Goddess and whomever that tuned in the chat or whatnot. With that shared, should be on. Yeah, I'll be on tomorrow night. I don't know exactly what the topic is, although it should, of course, always be another great one. So with that shared, I'll leave as I came with mathematical science and timeless motion.